Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
You can find us on social media at TNR Podcasts. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
I do our Instagram, guys.
She's so proud of it. So give her a lot of likes on there because it will help make her day.
It really will. I do not know what I'm doing.
Which is funny because like I've done social media marketing in the past. I'm a marketing professional. And so it's kind of funny that like you're doing it and I'm not. But I do the Twitter and I update our Facebook, but I don't really like update it like it's Twitter or Instagram, because I feel like Facebook is one of those where you don't want your friends to know that you like a lifestyle podcast, because that's a private thing for most people.
Yeah, I get it.
That's why our audience is so small over there. It's like, what, 5 likes?
But anyways, all right, guys. So we have some cool new things that are happening to little me.
Little, because she's like 4'11".
Stop. I'm 4'12".
Go Hawks.
No, we just wanted to kind of talk about our regular play partners that I have. Because I have around 3, 2.
What's it like? Because I had one for a minute. We played once and agreed to be like FWBs. And then she's like, no, I can't really meet. I went on a date with this guy. And so I think I'm going to like hold off on playing around with you. And which by all means.
Do you, girl?
Congrats on the new relationship. But I'm only sad because Kelly's got like 3 and I've got a big fat fucking goose egg. So.
It's because it's easier for a girl, babe.
Thank you. I rest my case.
All right, guys. So I just kind of want to talk about my experience.
Don't say their names, though.
I won't say their names.
We'll call them C and D, crossdressers.
So my experience with my 2 regular play partners that I have since coming back into the lifestyle. So one of them...
You fucked with before.
I fucked with before, like before we went on our huge long-ass break. And he is really sweet. He is in his early 30s. And
he's quite comical, too, which we'll get into later.
He is also a nurse, and he works during the day. So how we met, obviously, Bumble. And he worked near where I live, so it was very easy to be in contact with him. And, like, for him to come over and, like, fuck during one of his breaks, so...
She wants to fuck.
So I kept in touch with him, like, I randomly... I sent him a message. He was like, who is this? And I was like, I was getting ready to type out this whole long message on, like, how we knew each other. And, like, he's like, if you have a pic, that's a lot easier. So I sent him some pretty risque photos of me. And he was like, oh, I remember you. How you been?
I remember that pootie tang.
Exactly. Like, he was... pretty excited to get in contact with me because apparently I asked him if he had a girlfriend because I didn't want to step on any toes or boundaries, and he said he did not. He said I was one of the last people that he fucked, which was kind of sweet to say on his part. And then he said he had not fucked anyone since me, which was like
9 months.
9 months ago. I was like, holy shit, how do you live? This is coming from 2 very highly sexual people. Like, Adam and I have the highest sex drive of
I mean, we don't fuck every day, but every day that you don't work, we fuck, just about.
Like, multiple times.
I mean, like, I think our record is, like, easily more than 15.
In a day.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have pretty high sex drives, but I was just, like, so thrown through a loop. Like, for a guy to not fuck anyone in 9 months is, like...
I mean, I've gone on that kind of a streak before.
But damn, how do you live?
I know.
So, I was like, okay, perfect opportunity for me to, like, blow you and make you come super hard. And so, like, we were trying to schedule, like, a play date. And so, we made a plan for, like... a weekend to, like, for him to come over and, like, you know, have our sexy time. So throughout this whole week, I'm like sending him like super naughty texts and like really risque photos, making him all excited.
Risque photos with my penis in it, which you did not tell me.
So I was getting him hyped for our date. And like throughout this conversation, he's like triple checking to make sure Adam is okay with him coming over to fuck his fiance. And like he is deathly terrified that Adam's just gonna pop out of the closet and like have a gun and like shoot the shit out of him or something. Like,
I'm so violent. I make a Quaker look like, well, I'm not a Quaker, I'm not violent, but I rival on Quaker status in terms of violence.
No, let me show you, like,
show
let me,
you?
No, let me read to you some of these like texts where he's like deathly afraid of Adam like blowing up on him, because I think this is like a real fear for people in the lifestyle,
which that, I think is understandable.
Yeah, like it's very understandable.
He's not gonna come home while I'm pounding your pussy and then shoot me in the head, are you?
Oh my god. But anyways, let me see if I can find a text where he's like, oh, he's not gonna like, you know, shoot the shit out of me, kill me.
I mean, you'll shoot the shit out of
me. Yeah, he's like, don't let your fiance kill me, please, and thanks. And I'm like, he's not going to kill you. And he is just like, I just don't want to be ambushed and killed. It's scary, kind of. And I was like, I can see how this is almost too good to be true. Because, like, what other out person out there is okay with, like, an engaged couple allowing, like, the guy allowing his fiance to, like, have relationships with single men? Like, how rare is that out there? But I feel like it's becoming more common. Like,
it's just one of those taboo things. And
yeah.
It's not the swinging 60s by any means, but, you know, shit's becoming more popular.
Yeah, and then he asked if he's gonna watch, and
it ended up, I was just in another room.
Yeah, but, like, it's honestly up to, like, the how comfortable the guy is. Like, if
you gotta define the guy that you're talking about.
The extra person that's playing
with
us.
There you go. Yes. Now our listeners can follow
along. Yes, how comfortable he is. Like, if he doesn't want my Adam to be a part of it, then he doesn't have to be. Like, it's kind of like the other person gauges how, like, what am I trying to say here?
I don't know, but basically he ended up like coming over and he introduced himself to me, and then it ended up turning into a cuck situation. I was in the next room, and I gotta say, once I heard you like start moaning, my penis stood straight up. It was like reporting for duty, sir.
Okay, before we get into that. So he came over, like I let him know Adam was gonna be there and he was gonna meet him, because Adam like was reading some of our texts and he discovered like a new boundary that he didn't like other guys using pet names for
which
me.
We've talked about in a previous episode, which is where this came from.
Yes.
You're welcome.
So he came over, he met Adam. Adam was kind of sick. He was over there on the couch.
I have had a sinus infection for 2 straight months now.
Yeah. So Adam was just going to like not participate, and he just wanted to meet this guy. And so C came in, introduced himself. Like, he was very respectful.
Actually, no, I was potentially going to join in.
Yeah, you were potentially going to join in. Okay, yeah. So C came in. He was very respectful, talked to Adam and I for, like, a good 15, 20 minutes. It felt like we were just going over boundaries and, like, experiences, things like that. And so after everything was discussed and Adam was supposed to be out in the living room, kind of listening, cuckold type situation. And then once he was able to penetrate me, Adam was going to come in and join. So, me and this guy go in and we start like making out, taking our clothes off, having a good old time. And I start like going down on him. And this guy has said like, I am the best blowjob he has ever had.
However, not to contradict him by any means, if you have not had your dick sucked until Kelly sucks your dick, and in which case you'll age 10 to 15 years because it is that fucking good.
So like I go down on him, and I'm down there for a good bit, like, enjoying myself, and he's obviously enjoying himself, so I come back up, and, like, I, like, reach over to get the condom, and he's, like, holding his dick, and he's like, no, oh my god, no, like, I'm like, what's going on? Like, I'm, like, terrified, like, something bad is happening, and then I look down, and I see his dick ooze come, and I'm like, fuck. Like, I'm, like, so, like, hot and ready and wet, like, ready to get, like, my pussy pounded by, like, these two guys. And then I see that, and I'm, like, on the inside, I'm, like, really? Really, Sarah? You did not prepare for this endeavor that we were about to do? And, like, but once I saw his face, I was just, like, so... like, what's the word? So sad for him. Because, like, he had a date after our meeting. And I knew he had to go. And he felt like absolute shit. Because he didn't...
He couldn't perform for
you. He couldn't perform for me. Guys.
Yeah. I will say this, though. Like, after you came out, I was like, what the fuck happened? And then, like, I'm, like, ready to, like, jump your bones. And, like, fuck the shit out of you. And, like, I understand that, like, I can't do that until he leaves because mm-hmm. of what had just happened. Mm-hmm. Out of respect for him. But then, like, he takes, like, his sweet-ass time.
Like, he is so upset. I think that's why he took his sweet-ass time.
It took him, like, 10 minutes to get his clothes back on and out the door. And I'm like, can you fucking leave? I want to fuck the shit out of my fiancé. And,
he was just, like, in his head about this.
I totally get it. But I'm, like, ready to fuck the shit out of you. And I have to wait, like,
okay, 10 minutes, babe. 10 minutes. Ugh. But anyways.
Boner dethroner.
Yeah, so, God. And he's honestly, like, a really good play partner that I enjoy having regular sex with. So, since then, we have not... had another chance to play because he is
closing on a house,
moving. He has a son, so all his other life has
he
intervened.
He has a kid. Wow, so you really would call him a dilf. Sorry that you have fucked, not would like to. Although yes, I'm sure you would like to again. Anyway, all right, so now you're gonna tell him about Mr. D.
Yeah,
D's
so
no, I'm kidding.
So I couldn't play with C, so I found another guy that seemed like he would be a good potential to be a regular of my play partners. So this guy is married, and he is in a biracial relationship.
And not your typical biracial relationship either, which I think is cool as shit.
Yeah, his wife is black, and he is Mexican, and I was like, ugh, love it.
And it's different than our biracial relationship.
Yeah. Completely different.
Kelly's so. Mexican and I am a gringo.
So I found him on Bumble and he seemed really attractive. So I go on his profile, I read a little bit about what he's about, and it says that at the bottom it says he's in an open relationship. Ask him about it. And I was like, oh my god, that's awesome. So I swipe right, we match, and I'm like, listen, I honestly just want to hear more about your open relationship and how it works with you guys. And he's like, yeah, and he tells me about it. Apparently his wife is looking to explore women a little bit more, because she's bisexual and just kind of learning more about herself. So she's only interested in women right now, and they talked about it, and apparently she also agreed that he can explore his sexuality, because apparently he has a higher sex drive than she does. So he wanted to explore that as well, and his wife was totally okay with him, having play partners and going on dates with other women, or I don't know if he's bi. I have no idea. But, like, other people.
I think, like, so when he ended up coming over and we had a threesome, it, like, I think he worded it in a way where, like, he is almost, like, curious, but not fully to the curious part yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he let me blow him.
Okay, buddy. Before we get there.
All right, fine.
So, this is how I met him on Bumble. And we messaged, and we were texting. Like, we had a lot of things in common. And so, we agreed to meet for drinks at our local swinger bar. And I forgot to mention that this bar is not hopping until, like, after 11. So, we met there at, like, 7. And we were, like, one of three people there. So it was us two, and then, like, some other person. And he was, like, really thrown back because he, like, lives near downtown where it's happening and always popping. But, like, we met.
Not Molly's. Not popping Molly's.
Yeah, so we met for drinks, and I was one of the first dates he had, like, the first date. So he was kind of, like, more into, like, getting to know each other a little bit before we actually played. And I was totally okay with it, because this is his first introduction to this type of lifestyle, and I was, like, kind of, like, answering more questions and, like, talking about us more so. I was just, like, answering questions, discussing, like, our relationship dynamic with me and Adam, and I was, like, kind of probing his relationship dynamic with him and his wife, and, like, how he felt about it, like, making sure, like, he was okay, and that there was no red flags to cause any issues in the future. So once we talked for like almost 2 to 3 hours, and during this time, like, I would check in with Adam every hour or so to make sure, like, to let him know what was going on and how he felt, things like that. And so we also have a 2-drink limit, so once I hit my 2 drinks, I was like done. And so at the end of the 3rd hour, we decided, like, we liked each other enough to go, like, back to his place and have sex. So we drive to his place. He just, like, got a house, so it was really nice. We go to his extra bedroom, and we talk for a second on, like, any issues or boundaries or concerns that he had, anything sexually that he was against, things like that. We made sure that we were both on the same page, and then, like, we decided to go at it. Like, he also said I was really good at giving head, which, super major ego boost for me. I love getting to hear that people love my mouth and all the things it does. So, don't laugh. And so, like, I go down on him, we fucked for, like, what?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Non-stop.
This guy did not lie when he said he had a high sex drive. So we fucked for 2 hours, and he actually wanted to keep going. I was like, listen, I would love to, but, like, I have to get home, it's getting pretty late.
And then you blew him again, and then you left.
Yeah, I blew him again, and then I left. So I felt like we had an awesome time, and we had the potential to, like, continue this, like, regular play partner scenario. So I'm on my way home,
and you call your daddy.
I call Adam. Okay,
her daddy.
I call Adam just to tell him, like, I'm on my way home, I should be home soon. And, like, this, like, completely throws me through, like, a 180 loop or whole, I don't know.
Yeah, you got about, like, 5 minutes from the house.
I got 5 minutes from the house.
While you're on the phone with me.
And I notice that Anna, like, sounds kind of tearful. And he lets me know that he is crying. And I'm like, what? Why? What's happening? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, I start to tear up. Like, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? Did I fuck up majorly? And, like, I am now racing, like, speeding to go home. I'm, like, a minute from our apartment. So I, like, come through the door. Adam's on the couch. I put down my shit at the table. I'm, like, I go to him and, like, I snuggle up next to him. And this is where Adam takes over.
You're not gonna tell... Okay. So, so when she's getting ready, like, so Kelly already looks just fucking perfect. And so she was getting ready, and she finishes getting ready. She's putting on her shoes, and I don't know if these are, like, new shoes or what, but I have a foot fetish anyway, and these just looked amazing on your feet. And you add that in with how fucking perfect you already look. Like, you did your makeup, you did your hair, I love the clothes you're wearing, your toenails, your fucking, like, the heels you're wearing. Like, you just look like a 12,000 out of 10.
Listen, all I was wearing was a sweater, jeans, and some, like, chunky heels. Like,
all I'm saying is, like, I wanted to, like, take you into our bed and make love to you for the rest of our life. Like, that's what I wanted to do. And I couldn't have you. And that made me very sad, but I tried to brush it off. So after you left, like, I was, had, like, these thoughts of, like, you're okay, she loves you, she's gonna marry you.
Duh.
I was just trying to, like, reassure myself of all these things. And so, finally, like, I started to, like, lose it a little bit, and I was like, no, I'm fine. And I, like, and I just found something to preoccupy my mind with. And so, and then she comes home, and that's when I lost it. And so then she gets home, and she, like, snuggles me on the couch for, what, 30 seconds? Mm-hmm. And then you start having a panic attack.
Yeah! Like, he's crying. I start, like, having, like, a major panic attack. I'm like, oh, my God, what are we doing? Like, is this something, like, we should stop? Like, I'm causing him this much pain that, like, it's causing me to have, like, doubts about our relationship, about, like, the swinger lifestyle relationship. So I literally start having, like, a fucking freak out. I'm like, I can't take enough breath into my lungs. I couldn't breathe. I was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I go into our bedroom. I'm, like, on the floor. You're on the floor
next to the bed.
I'm on the floor with my hands above my head trying to, like, get enough air into my lungs because I am, like, having, like, a freak out. Like, I start crying. I'm like, oh, my God.
Could you imagine how bad it would have been if we were both doing that exact?
Yeah. Oh my God. And then Adam comes in there trying to calm me down, and like apparently my mind goes to a different place. I was like, I just want to go home. I'm already fucking home, and like my brain is just cannot comprehend this. Like, I'm freaking out. Like, and I fucked up. Like, this is what's going through
eventually
my head.
Like, I like kind of somehow lift you up onto our bed, and I start cuddling you, and I start telling you, you know, like, you're home. Burke and Roan are over there on their cat trees, and Sydney Ma'am is over here looking at us like we're all weird and stuff. And I start telling you what our, like, our fur babies are doing, and mm-hmm. and I tell you that you are home, you're safe, whatever. And like eventually, within like probably like 2 minutes of me doing that, you come out of it.
Yeah,
which was great because like that's the first time that you've had a panic attack like that, and I've been able to calm you down really quickly.
Yeah,
so
it was just like,
it was just like, you looked so perfect and I couldn't have you. And like, oh, I wanted you so bad. Like, honestly, like, if we could go back to that moment before you left, I would have made love to you first. Like, I'm like,
and the reason you couldn't have me is because I was running a little late and I like had to get there, or else I definitely would have like fucked you before I left. As he gets cold chills.
That's so bad.
So, yeah, so, like, afterwards, we kind of talked about it, discussed, like, what we could do better, like, what caused those feelings and those emotions. So.
And I think another part of, like, what played a role into my, like, losing it was because normally your play dates last, you know, like I've said before in the podcast, you know, maybe an hour at most,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're at the bar for 2 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And, like, from his point of view, I completely understand it. You know, like, it's his first time.
Yeah.
He's wanting to get comfortable. And I know that that's going to take a lot longer than it would, you know, someone with our experience. Not that we have a lot, but yeah. You know, we're definitely a lot more experienced than a first-timer.
Yeah.
And so, and then once you got to his place, it was 2 hours before you stopped fucking and, like, checked in.
Yeah.
And our rule is typically, like, an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm, like, trying to make sure, like, she's okay. I'm checking her Google Maps. I'm like, okay, she hasn't moved. She seems fine. Her phone is still on. Okay, good. And I started, like, you know, trying not to freak out. But then, like, you call me. I'm like, okay, great. And then you say I'm about to leave, whatever. And then you'll call me from the car. Mm-hmm. And then it was another 15 to 20 minutes mm-hmm. because you blew him again. So, yeah. Which I didn't even think about this until now. But, like, I think that that kind of goes back into the, like, no audible thing. You remember? Like, if you say you're going to leave, leave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, why do you say audible?
Omaha! Shout out Peyton Manning. Anyway. So yeah. So, that's that story. What's next on the old
itinerary? No. Let's talk about, like, how we, like, what we changed after that.
I guess maybe that was part of what we changed. I think the other part was, yeah, I don't.
So what we changed, I feel like, that we need to tell you guys is, like, Adam doesn't want to see me leave that dressed up, like, and him not.
Like, that is too hard for me.
It's hard.
Like, and I flipped it around for her, like, 30 minutes ago, and I said, imagine me looking the most perfect you could ever imagine me looking, and all you want to do is just make love to me for hours. But you can't, because I have a date with someone else.
Yeah.
Which, that sounds like, I guess maybe like a monogamous like point of view, mm-hmm. but like, at the same time, this is, like I've previously stated, like, the closer we get to our wedding, the more I find myself needing more time with you.
Yeah.
And kind of getting maybe potentially, I don't know if it's maybe potentially a little bit jealous, but like, more, like, I value our time more. Plus, this was on a Friday night, and normally our rules have been, and they're kind of evolving a little bit.
Yeah.
As we've discussed earlier tonight, actually, that, you know, when we're both off, we don't do anything lifestyle related, unless it's together.
Mm-hmm.
And this was something you were doing on your own on a Friday night when I was off, you were off.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I guess it's just like a combination of like all of those factors,
mm-hmm.
just kind of like, I lost my shit.
Yeah.
And like, plus, like, you just looked fucking like, oh my God. God, gorgeous. Like, I cannot describe to you how fucking perfect this beautiful, feisty Latina looked. So
yeah, but we have definitely learned and grew from that situation.
Grown.
Yes. Hey. Yes, we have grown from that situation, and we know how to handle it a lot better. So and one of the other things that we want to talk to you guys about is, like, these... This is what makes the lifestyle fun for me sometimes, is these people that just think that they can, like, get into your pants, like, super easily within, like, a couple messages.
Like, just because you're in an open relationship doesn't mean that we're gonna fucking send you nudes right off the bat.
Yeah!
And honestly, if you ask for nudes right off the bat, I feel like it's a red fucking flag.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if the couple looks really hot, I'll go through with it anyway, full well knowing that I'm not gonna get any action from them, and they're not going to get any action from us, but might as well make this worth my time. And that sounds like a total, like, wanker thing to do.
Yeah, it does.
But at the same time, like, they're going to waste my time, so why not, like, get something in return?
I don't think that way, but, like, this is what makes it sometimes fun, is, like, these experiences that kind of help you grow as a couple, because you can share these things with your partner and, like, kind of go over, like, what you definitely should not do. So,
like, for example, I matched with a gentleman tonight it was actually yesterday on Bumble, and I completely ignored him, not like on purpose or whatever, it just happened. And then he used like his extend on me so he could like get me to match with him for like another 24 hours. So then eventually, like, I was like, oh, I guess I should reach out to him. So I said hi, and then, like, he tells me that he really wants a threesome, doesn't really care what gender is involved, and he was really kind of, like, pushing for tonight, and then he, like, I had to tell him twice it wasn't going to happen tonight, and that we prefer to get drinks. And then he also asked me, like, what my fiancé looked like, and I told him that that he could see by looking at my profile. He's like, well, I can't really see.
That's bullshit. This is, like, a professionally took photograph of me and my fiancé, okay?
Like, from the waist up, and he's like, can't really see. So then I sent him a picture of us together where really you can see the same amount of body, like less skin probably, honestly. But and so then he's like, I'm down. So it's like, whatever. And so then he asked me, how many guys have you been with? And I'm like, all right, I'm done with this. And then eventually he unmatched me. But Kelly's got an even better story about a Chick-fil-A guy.
Okay, so we're also on this app called Field, which I feel like is more positive towards, like...
It's definitely...
non-monogamy type situations. Oh, it's
definitely that. But I do feel like there are certain apps out there that have fake accounts just so they can make themselves look bigger than what they really are, so they can keep people interested in coming back.
Yeah, so...
And I don't think Field is like that.
No, Field is also, like, honestly one of my favorite apps to use. So...
If you fuckers want to work together, let us know.
Shut up. Anyways, so I matched with this guy who is part of a couple. They live in Charleston, and he works for Chick-fil-A. and he is in the process of getting his own store. So, like, I immediately am intrigued because, as you guys know, Chick-fil-A is kind of like a conservative Christian company. And I was very intrigued how he portrayed himself in his profile because he did mention, like, Christianity in his profile. And I was like, we started, like, chatting and having great, like, conversation. And, like, I honestly considered him and his wife as a possibility of meeting him. Like, I wouldn't have mind traveling to meet him and his wife. Like, me and Adam would have totally been down. Like, we started talking and having good, great conversation, like, for a day or two. And, like, I asked him about his job and how he felt about being in the lifestyle. I asked him about how, like, his relationship with God and how he felt his relationship with God and, like, having this open sexual lifestyle, like, how he felt if those are, like, conflicting or not. And he had some really great conversation points throughout our entire chat experience. So, like, we kind of get to the point where, like, we're talking more about lifestyle stuff. And all of a sudden he asks me, hey, do you want to trade, like, any pictures? And I was like, oh, like, do you mean dress pictures or, like, naughty pics? And he immediately unmatched me. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was completely blown away. And then I go to his profile and, like, I read, like, a little bit more about his interests. And apparently one of his interests is trading pics. And I guess I just didn't meet that criteria. And I was just, like, completely thrown through a loop, taken aback. I don't know. That just kind of, like, well, okay then. It was just, like, one of those what the fuck moments. So I was just like, wow, I guess he just wanted pics. Like a pick hunter.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, you should have read that on his profile. Oh, maybe he updated his profile.
Maybe he did update his profile.
But the other one that we have to talk to you about is a guy that Kelly was chatting with, and he apparently claimed to have lifestyle experience. However, the conversation would dictate otherwise.
Yeah, so this is a couple. Like, this is a very young couple, like, in their early 20s. And we matched on Field, and immediately he was like, hey, what's going on? I was like, hey, I'm just at work. Since I work night shift, I'm usually up pretty late and go to bed pretty early. So I was just telling him, hey, I'm about to get off work, so I might chat with you later. He's like, cool, I'm just going into work right now. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And he immediately asked me, hey, do you have a Snapchat? And I'm like, yeah. So we go to Snapchat, we start talking. He asked me a bunch of questions, like, so what are you guys into? And he would reply with one word answers, like, gotcha, okay, cool, awesome.
Like, not engaging you at all.
At all. And I'm like, so I'm like thinking maybe it's the Snapchat platform, because sometimes the, like, it seems as like, so it's the, that platform is seen as like a quick type of thing, like, you just take a snap, you have a quick reply. I was like, maybe it's a platform that has us, like, this conversation lagging a little bit. So I asked him if he has a Kick, and he's like, yeah. So I messaged him on Kick, and he's like, so why did you choose Kick to message? I was like, oh, well, this is kind of the platform that we prefer to use because, like, we're able to invite other people to join in and have, like, a little bit more conversation. He's like, oh, okay. And then he is immediately like, so have you fucked any girls? And that's when I knew this motherfucker didn't know shit about the lifestyle, didn't know how to engage and, like, promote good conversation.
It was almost like he was just trying to get to a point where he felt comfortable to ask you
for pictures.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Or so, at least, like, naughty stories.
Yeah. So I was like, so we usually like to chat with people a bit before we send those types of pictures. And he's like, oh, okay, my bad.
I mean, honestly, like, we've been chatting with another couple for 3-4 weeks, And we haven't seen them naked. They haven't... Well, you sent them a picture of me, like, standing around naked. Mm-hmm. But that was, like, all. Like, you know, my point is, like, it might never happen getting pictures or whatever from these people. But we're not asking for them. We're not saying, hey, let's do the do right this second. You know, like, we're very patient with it. Because, like, yeah. If it happens, it happens. If not, hopefully we've made a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
At the very least.
Yeah, and just, like, he seemed like a single guy almost. So, I was getting really pissed off with his short answers, his attitude, and everything. So, I sent him this message. I was like, listen, you messaged me first, and your conversation was severely lacking. You used simple sentences and had short answers. You have said you've been in the lifestyle for 2 years, but I don't know if you had any good experiences thus far. My fiance and I are still pretty new, but we try to act with courtesy and respect. We try to engage people, engage their interests, and you have done none of that. And then you had the audacity to ask to trade nasty pics. That was kind of your kiss of death, honestly. And I know you guys are young, but at least have some conversation before you ask for nudes. And the only thing he said was, sorry, my bad. Didn't mean to upset anyone. So I immediately, like, unfriended, blogged him on all the apps that we used. Like, what the fuck, man? You have to know how to, like...
I feel like experienced people in the lifestyle, like, truly experienced people in the lifestyle, like... And respectful people.
Yes.
They won't, like, ask you for pics. They'll either, like, gauge your interest, mm-hmm. like,
or... Use some common sense, at least!
Yeah, and when I say gauge your interest, I don't mean, like, gauge your interest in sending pics. I mean gauge your interest in terms of, like, okay, like, they're into this, this, and this. Maybe we can relate on this level.
Yeah.
Whether it's sexual or not sexual. You know, and then maybe... Maybe you'll exchange pics, but it really just depends on the conversation.
But yeah, that is our recent experience with single males and, like, these crazy guys.
You want to talk about the single female that I told off? And then she told me off, and I told her off again?
Yeah, Adam had a similar experience.
So... I recently joined this app called FetLife, which they do have an app, and it's really fucking slow. And their website is also slow. Maybe the website being slow is my internet, but it just seems like every time I go on there, it's slow. So, anyway, regardless, I sent this female a message that says, hey, I'm new to FetLife, I'm looking for friends, I'm the male half of a swinging couple, but we both value friendship. I would love to chat and see where things go. Maybe grab a cup of cafefe or a drink sometime. And her response was a cold one. Like, freezing, frigid Bridget kind of response. Clearly, you don't read profiles, is what she said. To which I responded, clearly, you don't read messages without selective hearing. I did read your profile. It mentioned that you're not into poly, and you're not shaming those who are in that lifestyle. However, my fiancé and I are swingers, not poly. In my message to you, I said that I valued friendship and that I would like to be friends. In parentheses, read the subject, which the subject of the message is, I'd love to be friends. And I go on to say, okay, your profile says, I'm always up for new friendships, but before I add you, we must actually share a few conversations. Friends are friends for a reason, not a collection. Apparently, that's misreading. Good day. Or misleading. To which she responds, you are seriously the biggest joke when you message someone stating that you're a swinger. By the way, not much different than poly other than you don't tie up your feelings.
That's a huge fucking difference, guys. And like, being poly and swingers is like night and day. Okay, sorry.
You're fine. She goes on to say, and just want to be different. She follows it up with, just want to be friends. I don't shame, by the way, not much different than poly, other than you don't tie up your feelings, and just want to be friends. I don't shame people. I have friends who I adore who are polyamorous. They're not just looking to fuck with random people and casting out a clearly copy and pasted message. Good luck in your netcasting. And I didn't respond because, number one, I'm furious. And I don't feel like having, like, an argument with someone. Because, number one, I don't know how many people this person knows that I might know in the lifestyle around this area. And so, me being a noob to FetLife, I don't want to, like, piss on anyone's shoes. But I also felt like if I would have responded to her, it would have put her down in such a bad way that it would have made me look like an ass because I was about to go off on this person again. And I'm not, like, like a firework by any means. Like, I don't go off on anyone. However, like, the last 6 months, I've been on edge because I freaking hate my job and that's what it's done to me. So, here we are. And this was on Valentine's Day, actually.
Yay!
So,
I mean, I read the messages and I thought she was, like, a super bitch.
Yeah, one of our friends actually used the word twat waffle.
Yeah.
To describe this person.
Okay, so yeah, guys, just kind of be aware of how you portray yourself, almost, and be respectful, which I feel like is what most people are, except these randoms that, like, just want to get their dick sucked, just want to trade pics.
Or just want to be cunts.
Exactly.
And I don't use that word lightly. I don't ever use it.
But just kind of be aware of how you portray yourself, and be sweet and nice. All right, guys. It was fun chatting.
And you can follow us on social media at TNR Podcasts. You can go to our website, thenakedrelationship.com. You can send us an email on there, on the homepage, on the contact page. You can also listen to us. You can find different links on there, whether that's affiliate programs or just links to your favorite podcast platform. So, anything else you want to say?
Bye, guys.
Bye, Felicia.